You are listening to Rantable. I am He Young with Ryan Price and Yu Young in the studio. A 16-year-old British teenager has made more than $64,000 from a website she made to give Chinese babies English names. What is this business model?
Oh, my Lady Gaga. Let me tell you all about it. Beau Jessop, a British A-level student from Gloucestershire, came up with the idea after a family visit to China. They were out for a meal with friends when she was asked to give an English name to a newborn baby. Her website, which she has now, is titled Special Name, in which she assigns personality traits to each English name. Users are charged 60 pence, or $1, to use the 5-minute service to ask users to pick 5 of 12 personality traits, which they hope their baby will display before it presents a short list of 3 names. It also provides examples of famous people with the same name. So basically, you get the idea. This lady is helping people choose their name. Now, when I looked at this, I think it's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? There is a
need. You need to not be lazy, people. I mean, even like parents in the U.S., we use baby books. Like, I know my father picked my name because he wanted to get in touch with his roots. So Ryan is, I believe, Irish or it could be Welsh. And then every male in our family, our middle name is William. Or William's always present in one of our names, either the middle or the first name. So, I mean, the thing is, picking a name should be your thing that you share with your child, that special connection that you gave to them, not Beau Jessop from Gloucestershire, England. And, you know, I just think it's a little ridiculous, but at the same time, some parents in China have picked names like Rolex.
Oh. Ooh. I had a classmate called Ferrari in the UK, and he's from Hong Kong. For some reason, I thought it fitted him pretty well. I remember, one day the teacher announced that, oh, this person's late again and terrible grades, Ferrari. And then the whole hall of people.
Great name. Great name.
Filled with laughter.
I don't know. Some Chinese parents choose some funny and weird names. It's not lazy. I think they just don't know the proper cultural meaning behind the name. They choose names like Willow or Stone or Candy or Love.
But at the same time, why wouldn't you research? Why would you just kind of carelessly say, okay, Stone, because I like stones. Big stones are good, so let's name it Stone.
Oh, Ryan, please let me fill you in on this. Chinese parents don't. I mean, they pay a lot of attention, or the individual pays a lot of attention into the English name that they want to hold.
Apple, banana.
And with Stone, probably because his
happiness.
Probably his Chinese name has got
Smile.
The word Stone in
exactly.
it. And then, I know a girl whose English name is Pearl. It's because her Chinese name is Jinju.
But actually, I think Pearl is actually, you'd see some people with that English name.
Yeah, but she wouldn't know the connotation that's attached to that English name if she's from a different culture.
Well, I thought about this, guys. And I was like, how can I judge this without giving my 2 cents and people judging me for the names I would choose for my kids? And, I thought of some names. So here's for the males. And you ladies can totally criticize me, okay?
Oh,
and our
okay.
listeners. But I chose Connor.
What?
Connor. Connor.
Oh, Connor.
Connor, yeah, because it's like a very Welsh, I think, or around that area. Roran, I really like Roran. Kale, that's a strong name. For ladies, if I had a daughter, I would name her Madeline. I think is a very beautiful name. Or Dominique. So those are my 2 cents instead of some of the other names, you know, like we had mentioned, happiness, smile, banana, love.
Ooh, love. Or precious.
Oh, yes. It offers me some inspiration as well. We should Maybe we should set up some Chinese naming website to help foreigners get Chinese names. So, Ryan Price, do you want a Chinese name? I can find a much better name than Lai En Pui Si if you give me 10 yuan.
Only for 10 yuan? That is...
No, the start as a starting totally point in the business.
You know, she's making a really good point here, Yu Yang. You have pointed out something that I was thinking about when I was looking at this. Is, you know, there's... very creative ways that people have yet to find to make money. I mean, this girl's made 64,000 US dollars, which she will use to her college. Even then, she should be going to a really good college, because that's a lot of money to be paying for your education. But still, with something as so simple as giving a name in a, what was it, 5-minute process or something like that, I think it's very impressive and creative how people can find ways to make money nowadays. Is my 2 cents here.
Yeah, it's quite inspirational, you know. The girl just wanted to do it just to see if an idea could turn into something more than just simple idea and to become more than just a small project. It's a nice surprise, it turns out.
Yeah, and all of that can be done in a website and connecting people from two completely different continents. And actually, it's filling a demand that is very real for today's Chinese people, because for various reasons, people want that English name. But I'd say my Chinese name...
Candy.
My Chinese name is He Yang, and I'm very proud of that. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yu Yang. And that brings us to the end of today's Roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. You can join our discussion on WeChat, EZFM Roundtable. And that is it for today.